Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
We're now
listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Harnett. Well, hello. Hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We're sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at www.wealthysisters.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, wealthysisters.com. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we love promoting you, and we want you to know that we're so excited to have you on our show today, that we have a twofold purpose. And that first part of that purpose is to make sure that we provide you, the dynamic listener, with encouragement and practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and life right now for that positive impact. And two, we must always, must provide that platform that we showcase, edify, and promote our sisters and say thank you for doing big things. I'm Deborah Harnett, broadcasting live on your worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Tuesday. Can you believe it? This year is going by so fast. We're already halfway into the year, June 3rd, 2014, and what month is this? That's right, you know, one of my favorite months. Yes, it is. We're celebrating Black Music Month this month, and we're going to be talking about the business of music. Yes, it's a major, major part of our lives, and it impacts us in so many ways, and it does have a huge impact on the business world. So today, you know, we have a lot going on, and I want to remind you that you can always follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Wealthy Sisters, that's W, Wealthy Sisters, at S-I-S-T-A-S. And don't forget, you know, we got that special campaign going. Next Tuesday, we will be announcing the two new winners of that free commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So if you haven't already registered yourself, all you've got to do is follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters. It's real easy to do, very, very easy to do. And also go to our website, wealthysistersradio.com, and join our mailing list. Just those three simple steps, and you too can win a free commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, you know, also, we have a lot going on available for you 24/7. Not only can you hear our shows here at wealthysistersradio.com 24/7, but you can also download our shows on iTunes. That's right, iTunes. We are there on iTunes for free. You can get it right there into your smart devices, any type of phone that you're listening on the computer. And you know, if you subscribe to us right there, you'll get it right away. So it's the perfect thing to have, and we're so excited to have that available to you today. Also, we just want to let you know that we are thrilled. So the impact that it's having, we have received so much email about this, and so we're excited to offer that to you, the business question of the week. And, you know, if you hadn't heard about it, I'm going to tell you right now, all you've got to do, if you got a question, you know, that you want to ask, it's just something you thought about, and we've been getting a lot of good questions since we started this. All you need to go to is just simply send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com, family@wealthysistersradio.com. Ask your question, and, you know, I've been in business over 25 years. If I don't know the answer, I promise you, you know what I'm going to do, like I do every week. I'm going to find an expert for you that can answer that question. So we want to please make sure you do that. And you can even give us a shout-out on our hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808. That's 800-917-9435, extension 808. And you can shout your question there to us as well. So this week, our question comes all the way from Monica in Chicago. We thank you so much for listening to us in Chicago, Monica. You know, you downloaded. She says she downloads our show. She subscribed, actually, through iTunes, and she gets it every week. So thank you so much. But her question, she wanted to know, she sees a lot about these reward programs. You know what I mean? Like if you're renting a car or if you have a hotel and you see the reward programs, she wants to know, do I think they are worth our time as a business owner, because we really don't have a lot of time, right? Let's face it, especially women business owners, we're running our families, we're building our businesses, and time is a premium. Well, I do. I'm going to tell you, I do, Monica. I live by those reward programs. When you're traveling, they come in handy. Definitely, I would suggest if you're going to do the reward program, find a property like for a hotel. Find a brand that you really appreciate, that you can value, and that you really want to, you know, have a network of hotels that are going to be to your liking around wherever you're traveling, around the world, around the country. It really comes in handy. I use it all the time. I'm able to get free nights with the hotel that I use. And also with rental car, I mean, I've had weeks of enough points to use for a free week of rental car. So it really does come in handy. If you're spending that money anyway, it doesn't take that much effort for you to do that. And even with, you know, American Express, you have your charge cards or what have you, they have the reward program. Sometimes you know, you see when you can get cash back and all of that. So I believe that they are really, really worth it. You know, I just say you want to be strategic in how you use them, because a lot of times people sign up for all and you're not really able to build your points up like that if you're traveling and you're sporadic with it. But you want to be strategic. Like I said, find that good brand that you can be happy with. And that's the same with rental car and all of that as well. So thank you so much, Monica. That's my opinion there here on Wealthy Sisters Radio regarding those reward programs. We appreciate you, Monica, for sending that question in. And again, if you've got a question for the business question of the week, you can just simply send it to us at family@wealthysistersradio.com, or you can shout it out on our hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808. Well, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I tell you, as I mentioned, we are talking about Black Music Month, and I have an exciting individual that is going to help us kick this month off. She is such a powerhouse, a force to be reckoned with. She is none other than Miss Nikki Strong. She has over 15 years in media and with both radio and television. She, and you know, she was a visionary behind the Neo Soul Channel. That's right, The Flow. Y'all heard of that? At XM Satellite Radio, where she worked as the music director. And currently, you may know her from WHUR. If you're here in the metropolitan D.C. area, and now, you know, we can listen to the radio over the internet, so you can check her out, I'm telling you. And she's also on the scene on Sirius XM, which is a part of Howard University's HUR Voices, Channel 141. So we are thrilled to have her. I know you're going to be so excited. If you don't know who she is, you're going to want to follow her on Twitter at I Am Nikki Strong. You're going to want to keep up with her, because she is a ball of energy, and she is doing some serious things in this field of music as a radio personality. So when we take this short break, we'll come back with our very special guest today, kicking off Black Music Month, Miss Nikki Strong. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E. group.com, or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you are with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the Code Cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. JNEVELS.com.
We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, thrilled to be celebrating Black Music Month here on June 3rd, kicking it off with none other than the most energetic, exciting powerhouse DJ you want to hear on the air. And her name is Miss Nikki Strong. We are so excited to have her here on Wealthy Sisters Radio with us today. So, Miss Nikki, I want to say hello and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate being a part of it. I do feel wealthy in spirit, in life in general. So this is saying, you know, hi to my cousin, my fellow sisters. What's up, wealthy sisters?
That's right. That's right. I told y'all she was a ball of energy. I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Nikki, because we talk about it all the time. Wealthy sisters, not just about the pocketbook, although we want that pocketbook fat, right, of course.
All
but
about
it is also about our well-being. It's the mind, body, and spirit, our consciousness,
yes.
Because we know
yes.
wealth begins with that consciousness. And, you know,
yes.
it means absolutely nothing if we are paid in full, shall we say, but our health
mm-hmm.
is out of whack. You know, and our relationships
right.
are not in order. So we focus on that here from the holistic point of view with that business
yes.
emphasis or emphasis on business. So
yes.
it's just great to have you, like I said, on the show with your expertise. And I'm looking forward to our interview today.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Let's jump in. Let's get into it.
Let's go and go with it. Well, you know, I always say here at Wealthy Sisters, we're a little nosy over here. We love to just learn more about our guests that we have on our show and just kind of want to get a background of where you grew up just so that we can kind of, you know, a lot of everybody likes to relate to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And just to
mm-hmm.
see, you know, where you grew up and what led you on this path of a radio personality that you are today.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I grew up in Harlem. I was one of these kids that, you know, was smart and got scholarships to different places, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was
I saw that Brown University. Yeah, you're real humble
yeah.
about that Brown now. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. So I got to Brown. Hallelujah, thank Jesus. Right, I got to Brown. And I was there. Brown has a professional radio station. It's called WBRU. It's I think it's one of the very few in the country. They call it an educational workshop in professional radio. So all
okay.
of the positions except for the sales staff and the program director, all of the positions are run by students.
Wow.
And this radio station has to compete in the market the way every other radio station does.
Wow.
So it's not college radio. It's not college where you could. We would get trained on the, you know, WBRU college radio before we could
mm-hmm.
come over into the professional side of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at that time,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to get a license to be on the air. You don't need that anymore. But
mm-hmm.
so that's where I did that, and I started doing gospel music. So
that's
because
right.
everybody wanted to do. See, for WBRU, on Sundays, it was called the 360-degree Black Experience in Sound. And in the beginning,
okay.
it started with gospel, and then it went into, like, R&B. They had, you know, A Quiet Storm called The Gentle Touch, and then it went into, like, the Soul Serenade, which is the oldies but goodies. And all the students wanted to do, like, the R&B, you know, boom. And I said, you know what, y'all can wait in line and do the R&B. No one wants to do gospel? Let me go up in here and do gospel and get up in the morning
and
get trained. Yes, and get trained. So I got up and I got trained and I did gospel music for the time that I was there at Brown. And then I continued to do it just as a hobby, really, in
mm-hmm.
connection to Brown while I worked in Rhode Island. And I worked in Rhode Island working with youth. I ran a media program to teach them literacy skills and critical thinking abilities using the media arts. So, but while I was doing that and I was doing the gospel show, at one point I was asked to be an interim program director for the 360-degree Black Experience in Sound because there were some changes that were happening at the station. So as an alum, I was there for maybe like, I don't know, 6 months to a year, just really for some transitional purposes. And I got bitten by the bug. That's when I said, oh, my God, I think I could do this full time. I am enjoying this. So that's when I started to network, and I got my first part-time gig in Boston working at Magic 106.7, which is a soft rock station, so it's not R&B. It would be the equivalent of, like, Light FM in a lot of markets. Some markets are called Wash FM, so it would be Wash FM in D.C. But pretty much easy listening music, because for me it was about the love of radio versus just, like, the love of music. So, and it's... The thing with radio is that you have to connect with your audience. You have to know who your target audience is and connect with them. So here I was, I might have been, I don't know, 20-something years old. And I had to talk to women who were 40, who had kids, who were like soccer moms.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's like I had to put on, I grew up in theater, so it's like I had to put on my acting, you know, costume. And be like, okay, well, and at the same time find my voice. So I wasn't going to act like I was a 40-year-old woman. But I needed to really put myself into those shoes and figure out what are their needs, what are the things that they relate to, and talk about those things on the air, make those connections on the air.
Right.
And then from Magic, I went to, not Magic, Magic 106.7. I went to, I stayed in Boston, and I got my first full-time gig at WILD, which is an R&B station up in Boston. And
well, now, was that an FM or was that an AM? Because I'm going to date myself.
WILD. Yeah, WILD is still AM. It's AM.
Yeah, because I remember, I went to Holy Cross there in Worcester in the late 80s, and I remember it, you know, coming from Atlanta, what a culture shock alone, but even as far as the music, I was like, no FM? You know? And I think I remember going off at 6 o'clock, you know, in the evening at that time.
Yes. And it was wild that was the outlet for the African-American community in Boston for a long time.
Right.
Like you said, late 80s, into the 90s, and then at one point Radio 1 came in and they purchased WILD.
Okay.
I was there during that transition. And and they also purchased another signal. It was 97.1, so there was a hot 97 in Boston. But, WILD is still there, though. Still there during the day on the AM side.
On the AM.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then from there, just real briefly, I went to XM. I transferred. I went down to XM, and I got a and I started working working on developing a new radio station, which would feature more underground artists. And we called it the Next Generation of Soul. XM wanted to brand it as Neo Soul. And we said, okay, well, let's define what it's going to be for us. This is not necessarily the term we use, but okay. And so we just embraced it and really talked about it and imaged it as the Next Generation of Soul. Who are the next generation of young people coming out and singing music, aside from, like, the top, you know, 10 artists you constantly hear about that get played on regular radio, and in addition to the classic soul artists. So that's what I did, and then I can keep going. And then I wound up working at World Space Satellite Radio, where I helped develop an international hip-hop channel, and I worked in world music. And and then I wound up at WHUR, which is where I am right now.
Where you are now. Now, let me ask you, you know, it's always interesting to learn. Did you know that you wanted to be in media as a child? Or I know you have a theatrical background as well, you know, or was it something that just happened? Or were your parents involved? How did you get on the path studying that?
My cousin loved music, so my exposure to music was through my cousin. Not really my house. But what happened is, it's interesting. A lot of people say that people in radio are frustrated artists, and I can totally relate. So what happened with me is that even though I was very, I sing, I dance, I act, I believed, and you talk about mindset, I believed the lie, and I call it the lie, that I didn't want to be struggling artist. I came from the hood. I did not want to be struggling artist.
Wow.
You know, initially I was thinking I was going to be a VP at Fortune 500, you know, and basically that's what a lot of my family thought, you know. So even though I was involved in the arts the whole time, I never really thought about pursuing it hardcore. But when I when I wound up, and I call it the lie now, when I worked as that interim program director, I did get bitten by the bug, and I said, you know what? I love this. I love radio, and I can make a good living at it. I can have access to the arts. I can use it as a platform to, you know, jump off into other things. And I said, so, and I love it. And so that's how I wound up saying, let me go ahead and pursue radio. And other people thought about, you know, Nikki, why don't you pursue television because you're an attractive woman, boom, boom, boom. I also was not interested in necessarily pursuing hosting TV because I loved the fact that people couldn't judge me by what I look like. Right. It's what came out of my mouth and what I brought to the table.
What you said. Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
which reflects how
mm-hmm.
I think,
how you
which reflects who I
uh-huh.
am. Yes,
mm-hmm.
people have to determine whether they like me or not.
Mm-hmm,
they don't
mm-hmm.
have to look at me. And I had friends who were in television and, like, the obsession with makeup and having what you look like when you leave the house, I didn't want that as part of my life. Now
mm-hmm.
that I am older, I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. why did I limit myself? Like,
right.
I didn't have, you know, I could still get involved in TV and not be upset.
Well, you
about
still can. You still can
like.
Now. Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I feel like. Now I'm just open. Now I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, my gifts, I'm embracing all my gifts. As the door is open, come on, let's walk through it.
That's right.
You know,
that's
but
right.
That comes
and
with
it's incredible. It does.
Yes,
it
and
does.
Time.
And I can identify with that so much because,
you
know, as I said, I love music. I'm passionate about it. And I did do mm-hmm. a brief stint at our radio station there at Holy Cross. And
mm-hmm.
I just wish that I did not believe it. Because, again, in the arts, went to performing arts, high school and drama
mm-hmm.
and all of that. But like you
mm-hmm.
said, I've never heard anyone verbalize it the way that you did, that you,
yes.
you know, you believed a lie. I didn't want to star because I knew what that was like. I was trying to make money. But now, in my 40s, you say, wow, why didn't you just go that path? Or if I had that opportunity to get in like you did to have that, you know, to really appreciate
right.
it like that. So,
right.
But that is powerful because radio makes such a huge impact, and I'm sure you would agree, on our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
have a great
and
influence.
Particularly African-Americans. It's changing for
mm-hmm.
this next generation so much, but
mm-hmm.
for the, you know, for the generation that is 35 and above, we all
mm-hmm.
grew up listening to the radio, and black radio in particular was a source. It was like the CNN of our community.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, studies have shown how, you know, we listen to the radio while we're in the bathroom. We have a much more intimate relationship with radio than, let's say, our white counterparts. And so that also speaks to the power of radio in our community. I mean, when something goes down in D.C. that's major, you know, I want to tune into WHUR. I want to know
mm-hmm.
what WHUR is saying about this, you know, from
mm-hmm.
our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, I may tune into CNN, but I want to, you know, from our perspective, how this is impacting our community. How are we processing
right.
what's going on? And that's
right.
part of the power of black radio. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, and it has an immediate thing
that.
Where you can just, yes.
It does, and it's not so filtered, you know, where you have to translate.
Right. right.
You go back to the old Sanford and Son when the cop would come in and they would have to translate the other cop. You know, it's straight to the point, you know.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
interesting you talked about radio being so important to us and our community and that voice. I don't know if you saw some of the OWN channel this weekend or you may have already seen the Legends Ball that Oprah did. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was incredible. Just it's just
mm-hmm.
oh, you have to see if you hadn't, but they
still they're always incredible.
They
always incredible.
Yes.
The Legends
and
Ball.
Talked
mm-hmm.
talked about how, you know, music impacted and hear these young women, Angela Bassett and everyone just thanking, you know, Mariah Carey, thanking Gladys Knight, thanking Patti LaBelle, Donna Ross, and, you know, how Della Reese, Nancy Washington, how their lives, you know, changed.
Yes.
You know, and all of them referred to when I was listening to the radio. We were cleaning
mm-hmm.
up, you know, this is Saturday,
mm-hmm.
all of that. And it was so amazing. And Diane Sawyer said, she said, you know, I didn't really get it until I saw it. She was like, it was more, I thought it was just weird honoring these women. But she's like, this is more personal than anything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so powerful. And here you are as a female. I want to get into that, too, you know, as a female powerhouse in this industry. Let's talk about that and the impact that DJs, if you will, or radio personalities really have on the business, because in my opinion, we wouldn't know about the music if it weren't for you.
Right. And that's part of the role of the DJ, is to engage the listener and engage your lifestyle and bring the music to life. And one of the things that a DJ does is sell it. They sell the music. They sell the station. You know, I am, like, nowadays, you can get music anywhere. But what is it? You can hear the music that I'm playing on HR. You can hear that anywhere. What is it about the way the music comes together? What is it about the way I engage you with the music that makes you say, okay, I want to listen to Nikki Strong? So, for example, in my show, I will give information that people may not get elsewhere. You know, you know, like, oh, my goodness, coming up, I got Raheem Devon's cousin. You know,
okay.
And you may be like, Raheem Devon's cousin, who's that? Oh, yeah, she sings. Well, I'm going to play her next. Hold on, you know?
Right.
Start to learn. Yeah, you start to learn something. Oh, I'm coming up, we'll have an artist who was a Black Panther when she was a teenager. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Chaka Khan. So little,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
pieces of information, things of that nature, and you know, how relatable I am. And then usually what happens with jocks, and this is interesting, and I give a shout to a lot of the women who have gone on before me, and because, you know, you're dealing with sexism as well and old-school ways
yes,
of thinking.
Yes, I want to talk
and
about
so,
that. Yes, let's do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, one of the things that you'll find is that women tend to do middays. Middays is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Those are known as mommy hours. You will frequently find women put into that time slot. But usually the highest-paying time slots are morning drive and afternoon drive.
Okay.
So, also in the morning drive, very common in morning shows is you will have a male lead, you will have
yes,
a comedian,
a
usually a male, and you will have a woman who is either a sidekick or new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
I remember being in a situation where they put me on a morning show, and me and the main guy just were not gelling at all. And
mm-hmm.
they pulled me over, and they said, one of the things that they said was like, Nikki, you know, your role in the morning show is to reel the guys in. And I said, well, wait a second. I'm not their mother. Men know how to behave, and men know how to misbehave. So if I want to misbehave with the men, I'm going to misbehave with the men. If I want to reel them in, I'm going to be authentic in who I am and how I'm going to respond to what's going down in the morning show.
Right,
you know,
right,
but it was
right.
interesting, you know, them saying my job was to reel them in, and it made me look at how women in morning shows are their role, the notion of, like, come on, guys, or, you know, men are being allowed to be fully expressive and women having to reel them in. And I was
saying,
like,
right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was like, they know how to behave.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, I'm not their mother. And then I give a big shout out to Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams has been great in that she did Afternoon Drive in New York City, and
wow.
she owned New York City.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know how much Wendy has done. Yes. I mean,
yes,
she has
the price she has had to pay, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, there are different ways that people handle business and have done business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you always,
mm-hmm.
however, whatever choices you make, it comes back to you. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, Wendy built her brand a lot by, you know, through gossip and rumor. You know, and
mm-hmm.
part of Wendy's brand is like a little messiness, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
She's messy. And
yes.
and that, I mean, since doing television, she softened a lot. But she was known to be
wow.
really messy. Oh, my God, no. You can compare her old radio shows. It's like, oh, my God. She's become nicer.
Older and wiser. Mm-hmm.
All together. And I mean nicer mm-hmm. in terms of her brand because she would be just hardcore and go in. I mean, Wendy was known to out people who were, suspected of being gay. I mean, she would just put stuff out there. But that all being said, she knew what her brand was and she worked it. And and she became number one. And she also, I believe, she may have also hosted a morning show. She's really been able to, and just like a lot of us have been able to say, yes, women can do this and women can hold it down. And there's a common belief among a lot of it's changing. But the notion of, I remember being told that they didn't want to put me on after a woman because they didn't want two women on back-to-back.
Back-to-back, yeah.
Yes, and but they'll have two men on back-to-back, which is, I'm just like, and why is that? I had one gentleman tell me that when women crack the mic, in other words, women shouldn't, in a morning show, women should not be the first to speak. It should be the male host.
Now, did they try to have some facts to back this up, or is this all theory, or,
know what the documentation is, but you know what, it could have been done. First of all, I think like this, statistics can always be manipulated depending on who's doing the research.
Right, exactly.
So I think part of it is that, part of it is, it's all changing, which I'm happy to say. But, part of it is also just old school belief. I mean, this guy didn't want me to crack the mic, and he said it's because women alienate other women. And I was like, what women do you know?
Yeah, really?
I was like, what women do you know? And this whole notion of, like, you know, people would have us believe that women are petty. And it's like, no, there are women who are petty, but that doesn't mean that women are petty.
Right.
You know, I'm like, who do you hang with? Because I don't hang with petty women. I hang with women and we support each other. You know, and we're wealthy sisters, okay?
That's right.
We are rich in spirit, and we believe that as one grows, we all grow, and we become wealthy in the process. I will share this one story, and I think this will be very inspirational for folk. As a woman, I was working at one place where I was dealing with sexual harassment and discrimination simultaneously. I used to have to get up in the morning, and I used to have to put on my armor because I knew that I had to fight and that I was not protected in that environment. Mm-hmm. And I remember praying and saying, okay, I prayed several things. One of them was, God, just teach me the lessons that I need to learn in this season. I also, prayer in my heart was like, based on everything I'm going through, I can be extremely bitter towards men and justified, you know, from my experience. And I said, but I also understand, I don't want to be bitter. I said, give me understanding. I understand that some of what's happening are issues that these men have. I just happened to have a manager that didn't know how to manage what was going on. So, you know, with an anything person with him, he was just like, oh, my God, like, I don't even know how to manage what's going on. And I remember just saying, just help this situation not to get the best of me. Because Venus says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I believe that's twofold.
Right.
You have the actual knife going into you and that wound, and then also how do you respond to the trauma itself.
Right.
So I was
the
like,
response is important.
Because
life is going to happen either way. We're always going to have challenges, but it really is. You're right. It really is how we respond to it. It really is.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of that whole situation, one guy in the whole situation was trying to get me fired. He was just pretty much jealous of me. He resented the access I had to the other men, and I didn't play the sex card to get that access. And he just felt like he should have been grandfathered in, and how is she going to have this access and I don't? He really worked on getting me fired. But in the end, what happened is I wound up telling him that he was being let go. And I did it not knowing that I was breaking that news to him. I thought he already knew.
Amazing.
And I was like, oh, my. He was like, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm so sorry. What are you talking about? And then I said, let me give you the paper, because it was in the paper. And
wow.
And I gave
the
it
newspaper?
To him.
The newspaper? He didn't know.
Yes. Yes, because it was told that Tom Joyner was coming in, which let you know the morning show is about to
mm-hmm.
leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I heard God tell me that when you say no weapon, even
mm-hmm.
sexism,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
racism, all of the things
mm-hmm.
that we give a lot of power to
mm-hmm.
cannot prosper
mm-hmm.
if you don't
mm-hmm.
allow it to. Like,
they
are like, I can work this. Yes, I can work this out for you in ways that you may not even be aware of.
Imagine. Oh, yes. Yes. That is so true.
And in the process, I have seen people who have blocked me for one reason or the other. You know, or maybe blocked from opportunities. And I've seen, you know, through vengeance is mine, I have been able to see the vengeance, so to speak. I've seen people
right.
moved out of my way. For me to walk into what it is, people
to
have blocked me from things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and
or
I've seen opportunities
mm-hmm.
that it's almost as if God said, because you blocked my daughter from this opportunity,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have her take your opportunity that you originally had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've seen that, and because I think part of why I've been able to witness it, part of the reason why I've been able to actually walk in it is because I know that I have endeavored to keep my heart right. And what I mean by that is not let it get the best of me, not
mm-hmm,
let it beat
mm-hmm.
me up,
mm-hmm,
but to ask
mm-hmm,
for understanding mm-hmm. and to keep it moving. Exactly. So when stuff like that happens to people, I don't relish in it. You
right.
know, it's not like, ha, 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 ha,
oh, absolutely.
It's just
no,
like,
no, no,
wow.
No.
You
that
know?
Is poison.
Yes.
That's poison. That's dangerous.
Yes.
You know, and,
yes.
and like you said, you know, people build their brands the way and everybody has to do what they have to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to do what's going to fit your conscience, you know, and,
right.
and what's
right.
going to be
right.
the best for you. Well, I tell you, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We are celebrating Black Music Month here with our very special guest, Ms. Nikki Strong, currently of WHUR, and she is an extraordinary powerhouse in this field of music and entertainment. We're going to take a short break, come right back, and I really want to get into some of the other things that I know.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you get all types of questions thrown
mm-hmm.
to you, and maybe some
mm-hmm.
of your favorite interviews as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Harnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Harnett.
Do you have a book that is ready to be published and you just don't know how? Does your company website need a facelift? Well, Wealthy Sisters Media Group is here to serve you. Publish your book and capture that brand new company look. Visit WealthySisters.com or call 800-917-9435 to take action today.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564 or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, celebrating Black Music Month here with our special guest, Ms. Nikki Strong. But I just want to remind you, you know, yesterday was a great day. As we move towards our 5th year anniversary here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, I thank you
so much. Next month, we will be celebrating that. And we know that, you know, we wouldn't be here without you. So, yes, and what a way to celebrate by launching the Business Directory. That's right, the WSMG, the Wealthy Sisters Media Group Business Directory, launched yesterday. And I'm telling you, we are getting an overwhelming response. Thank you so much. And, you know, we are committed to showcasing you and promoting you any type of way that we can, in the best way that we can, as we provide this great content to you every week. So go to WSMGBusinessDirectory.com right now. That's WSMGBusinessDirectory.com. Get registered. It's only $19.99 for a lifetime listing while we're in our introductory launch period. So definitely you want to do that and take an advantage of that as well. So here, our very special guest, Ms. Nikki Strong, is here, and we've been talking about, you know, her background, the business of the powerhouse of female DJs, if you will, and you know, just really some of the things that women have to deal with in this music business on this side of DJing, and how the radio has meant so much to us and our community. We're going to talk about, I know you've had so many interviews, I can imagine, you know, you can probably have lost count, but let's talk about maybe one of the most popular questions that you might would get someone would ask you to ask or do for them as a disc jockey.
Well, you know, I'm usually, if somebody asks, I think one of the most common questions I get as a jock
mm-hmm.
is usually
mm-hmm.
How can an artist get put on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
because, again, the jock is the liaison between, you know, the regular folk, you know, quote-unquote regular folk, and the celebrity
right.
world and the artistic world. So I get that question a lot, and because it's difficult to get put on, especially if you're an independent artist. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I tell people who are artists is, number one, make sure that your production value is on par with, like,
mm. Alicia. What do you mean by that,
like,
production value? What is that for good?
What I mean
good,
is what the actual
mean?
What the actual music and the what it sounds like. So, in other words,
mm-hmm.
you have to sound seamless between, like, I play a cut by Alicia Keys, and I play a
mm-hmm.
cut by, you know, Will Downing, and you go in between. I should not hear a difference between the two. It should sound
okay.
seamless. So, in other words, you know, if Alicia Keys, you know, Alicia Keys sounds great, and then I play your cut, and I can hardly hear the drums, so it's not mixed properly, you know,
okay.
That kind of thing. You sound like you're not on mic,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm hearing
mm-hmm.
crackling, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
the actual quality
mm-hmm.
Can compete with who's
mm-hmm.
already on the radio.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then along with that, just it's difficult because you can approach a radio station and ask them to listen to your work, and
mm-hmm.
and they may like it. And they may even be willing to play it. But if that same week new music drops from Beyonce, you know, or new music drops from Nicki Minaj, guess who's going to get priority? Nicki Minaj, bigger brand.
I don't
brand.
Know.
Yeah. Right. The
right.
bigger brands are going to get the priority. And that's why labels have people, they call record reps, that develop relationships with
mm-hmm.
the different music directors. Because
mm-hmm.
they may be pushing a particular artist. It may be a developing artist. But sometimes they have to work that artist, like, you know, the music director at the radio station may be like, I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And being
mm-hmm.
able to have that relationship and be in constant contact with them
mm-hmm.
can enable you to massage that. A good example, Avery Sunshine is an artist on the rise, and she had a great
mm-hmm.
CD, and I thought she would sound great on HUR.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked to Tracy, the music director, about her before Tracy knew who she was. She hadn't really had time to really listen to the CD, and she's got all this other stuff on her plate. And then I asked her again, and I said, you should take a listen to this cut. she goes, okay, I will. And then, you know, at one point I just said, oh, I just saw Every Sunshine in concert. This is the cut that everybody is responding to. You may want to, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of, you know what I mean? After then
mm-hmm.
Avery got at it. Avery got at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it just becomes an on, and it just hasn't been, I believed in Avery's project. I thought she was a great artist. And
mm-hmm.
I just knew that timing, sometimes it's just a matter of timing and being able
mm-hmm.
to massage the time, so to speak. And
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, but that's a prime example. I mean, her product sounds great on the air, and she's talented, and she heard the sound that she has, because artists have different
yes.
sounds.
Yes, she does. It's real. I love
yes.
her new song. Yeah, and it does.
Yeah.
It does. Absolutely,
yes.
absolutely.
Yes,
yes indeed.
Yes.
So now, you know, when you talk about the business, I know there we've got women and men who are listening all over the world, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
let's just probably talk about, I know, what's here in the States. I'm sure you can give
mm-hmm.
them an idea. What should someone do if they want to be a part of this industry or get into the field of media? I mean, do they have to go to school to become a disc jockey? Is that something that has to be done? Or, I know you said you don't have to have licenses anymore, but what would
right.
the path would you suggest they take?
The easy, a lot of it is about who you know. The easiest way mm-hmm. in is if you are a student.
Mm-hmm.
Because
uh-huh.
you can always get credit. You know, even
mm-hmm.
if you're an adult student and you're taking
mm-hmm.
a class at a community college, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
okay.
I tell people,
okay.
it's a yes, so that
mm-hmm.
you are offering free labor, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're an intern, and
mm-hmm.
Whether you come in once a week. I also tell people, do not, like, you may love urban music. If
mm-hmm.
you want to get into radio, be open. Be open
be
to
open.
Other formats, because
mm-hmm.
the principles are the same. The skill set is the same. It's just, you just got to translate
mm-hmm.
or make whatever adjustments. So
mm-hmm.
if you're trying to do an internship, you know, at a hip-hop station, and
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to get it, do it at the country station. You'd be surprised. Find out who owns what. A lot of times Clear Channel,
uh-huh.
yes, Clear Channel may own 5 stations in the market. They may own the
mm-hmm.
hip-hop station. They may also own the soft rock station and the country station. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get into
mm-hmm.
the hip-hop station, but you can get an internship at the country station. You walk down the hall. Guess who you get to meet? The people
mm-hmm.
working
mm-hmm.
at the hip-hop station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always say be open and don't limit yourself. Don't limit, especially if you're interested truly in radio. Another outlet is sometimes, you know, there are community radio stations
okay.
such as like PFW or Pacifica, you know, and if you can get into one of those shows and to kind of get your feet wet and know more about radio, that's another way of
mm-hmm.
getting into radio. I also encourage,
mm-hmm.
you know, places like Blog Talk Radio. You know, the thing is
right.
to get in there and to get your hands dirty, you know, to go ahead and start working on it. And the thing is, with the internet, it has opened up the doors.
Changed.
So
yeah.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
and if you can
mm-hmm.
get into internet and into marketing, like if you can
mm-hmm.
really market your show
mm-hmm.
and brand your show, you can be
mm-hmm.
incredibly impactful,
mm-hmm.
even though you are not doing the traditional radio route.
Terrestrial
but
radio.
If you can,
mm-hmm.
yes, but if you can develop enough of a following, then you have something to bring to the table as well.
Mm-hmm.
Master P
mm-hmm.
sold a lot of CDs. And that's
yes,
what got
did.
The attention of the major labels
yes.
because
yes,
they
right.
knew. They said, he already brings money to the table. He already has a following.
Right, right.
And so
could
that
you
also
imagine somebody
you.
Like that with social media has been prevalent? Oh, my gosh,
yes.
you know. Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
and social
incredible.
Media is opening up doors for people. I've known people
yes.
who've gotten opportunities to audition for radio because they have tons of followers. That normally
uh-huh.
they would not have, those doors wouldn't have opened for them. But because
right.
they said,
right.
this person has a really large Twitter following, maybe I will let them come in and audition. And there's
indeed.
Your foot in the
right.
door.
In the door. That's awesome. Well,
mm-hmm.
I tell you, this time has gone by so fast, Nikki. We just have been thrilled to have you here on the show with us. Love to have you back again someday soon. And
sure.
Just want to just kind of ask you, you know, just some closing remarks of what would you like to leave our audience with today, you know, as we talk about Black Music Month here and or the business of radio, whatever, hits your heart, what would you like to share and leave with our audience today?
Wow, I have a whole bunch of things going through my head, and you already know I can run my mouth, it's obvious. But I would say
we love it.
I would say examine the ways that you limit yourself.
Wow.
And then challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and discover the lies you have believed, and then recognize them as lies and start to embrace the truth.
And that
even though things may seem difficult or almost seem, you know, like not possible, that's when you really get to access your true power.
And so
I don't care if you're 40, I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 25, but to stay focused. And it's a process, and take one step at a time.
Girl, I know you got a whole nother level you're going to. I see it for sure. For sure, you have something to say for sure, like I said, we love your energy. We appreciate you and all that you're doing and blazing the trail for all of us here in this industry and just for women in business. You know, your voice is very powerful, very, very powerful. And I want to just wish you continued success as you continue to grow. Elevate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I thank you for the work that you're doing and being a resource for people to hear stories and hear from women because we need to hear our stories and be inspired by them. So thank you for doing that. I mean, you're making a tremendous contribution as well, and to be able to access these stories. Also, I'd love everybody to follow me on Twitter. Hit me up. That's one of the best ways to reach me, at @IamNikkiStrong.
Nikki Strong. And that's right. Everybody can go to WealthySistersRadio.com and learn more about Nikki Strong. Definitely follow her there. I am Nikki Strong. I definitely want to help you. If you don't have a website yet, do you have a website yet? You have one
I deactivated it. I'm in the process of getting it all together.
Okay. Well, so, you know, we can help you with that now. We work on brands over here, so we can definitely help support you with that as well. But, you know, as I said, thank you so much for joining us. And, again, I encourage everybody right now to go to WealthySistersRadio.com, click on our featured guest so you can see and learn more about Nikki Strong here with us, and make sure you follow her on Twitter @IamNikkiStrong as well. Thank you so much, Nikki, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, likewise. Well, you know, we love each and every one of you for tuning in to us today. And, you know, this is the first Tuesday in the month, so I know you are excited to hear from our legal correspondent, Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant. And, man, I'm telling you, she has a great topic for us today. We're talking about corporate formation. As we talk about music industry, yes, you are a brand. You're building your business. And how are you going to formulate your corporation? Well, Aurelia has that answer for us.
This is Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Esquire of AMD Law, with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group legal segment. Today I want to discuss corporate formation. By now, most of us who are in business or thinking about business are aware that incorporating gives you what's called limited liability. And what that means is that your personal assets are not affected by the activities of the business. Now, there's something in corporate law called piercing the corporate veil, and that's where you act under the guise of your corporate entity, but you engage in an activity that's outside of the scope of the corporation, and that piercing allows your liability to pierce through to you personally. So that's a little bit of an example of what that would be. But most people that go to set up a business have gotten this notion that the LLC is the quote-unquote easiest formation of business. However, it may also be limiting in that if your intention for the business is to bring in members that are going to help you take care of the operations of the business, then perhaps the LLC might be the best format. However, if your intention is to eventually take on investors and give out shares of the corporation to interested parties, then you might want to go with a corporate form of business. And you can select between a C-corp and an S-corp depending upon what your tax structure is and how you want to organize the corporation. So with all things, it takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of vision in order to pick the proper form of business. And then also, there's a matter of what state you're going to incorporate in. There are different states in the country that offer different advantages. For example, in Wyoming, there's a lesser likelihood that the state of Wyoming will disclose who the officers of the corporation are. So some folks tend to want to incorporate there to get those benefits. So the takeaways are LLC is not always the best form of business. Have a plan in mind as to what your intention is for your corporate entity and let that guide you into the proper formation. And then also pick your state based upon what your needs are. So do a little bit of research and see what benefits each state would offer to you and select it accordingly. Now, of course, when you go outside of your home state, you have to get a registered agent to receive legal process, but that's also something that you can explore. So this has been Aurelia Mitchell Durant Esquire of AMD Law with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group legal segment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Aurelia, for that dynamic information on forming your corporation. You can go to WealthySistersRadio.com right now and click on our featured correspondent and learn all about Aurelia. I want you to reach out to her. You can also, if you have any questions for any of our correspondents, just send a simple email to correspondent@WealthySistersRadio, and you can send it to their attention. Thank you again so much for tuning in to us today here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And, you know, we talk about forming those corporations, and we talk about building our brands. I just, you know, just want to let you know we're so excited. We've got a lot of things going on here and how we can continue to support you with your brand. I want you to check out one of our new clients. We're thrilled to be here supporting Mr. Kamen Kelly of SiriusXM. You may know him from the Heart and Soul channel there. And we just finished his website. Check him out at CaymanKelly.com. That's C-A-Y-M-A-N Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.com. And definitely check that out. You know, we can support you as well as you continue to build your brand, because it's all about you and making sure you are saying what you want to say with your brand. Well, we have come to this time. Well, you know, the show is coming to a close, and it's our favorite section here. You know, we're just having the opportunity to share the power thought of the week. And I know, I tell you, our guest today was just so powerful. You know, we never have enough time, and I want to thank her so much for tuning in and joining us on the show today, Ms. Nikki Strong. And I want to kind of piggyback off of some of the things that she said. You know, it's just aligned with what I wanted to share in our power thought of the day. And, you know, when she left the words that she said today, and if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the show at WealthySistersRadio.com. There in the library, but she said, you know, for you to examine all of the ways that you limit yourself, and that's what I just wanted to talk about today, that voice, those words and things that we say, you know, because everything is about how we speak to ourselves in those words, and it's the noise that we hear and that we create, and in those noise that we create, the words that we speak, it can limit us. So what ways are we limiting ourselves? You know, if we really believe that we are connected to God, to Source, higher power, whatever verbiage you use for the force that we call God, you know, and we believe that we're created in His image, in the likeness, and we have that power, that we really do, you know, have that power, why are we limiting ourselves? You know, I know one of my favorite quotes is on my vision board, and it just talks about, you know, the power is limitless. The only limit is our belief, you know. So what are we believing about ourselves? Even the strongest are speaking to me. I'm speaking in the mirror, you know, it's always those things, those words there that whenever we're ready to go to the next level. And that's why we always talk about, you know, keeping the people in our circle, the close people in your circle, making sure that they're people that are going to stretch you, that make you want to do better and do more. You know, and it's important to make sure that we are doing that. And when it's time to go to that next level, that fear that can come up and say, you know, they're not ready for me or this, that, or I can't do this, or, you know, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too short, I'm black or I'm white or what have you. You know, let's just monitor that. I love the way Nikki said that. Examine the ways. Examine the ways. Once we identify something, then we can correct it. Because a lot of times we might not even know that it's an issue. So once again, let's examine the ways. Let's not limit ourselves. Find those ways that we are and uproot it. Just stop doing it. Just stop it. Find, and how do you do that? I want to encourage you to stay plugged in to us here every week. We're committed to providing you with that content. And you can go back to our libraries, almost 5 years of content that can help you in your life and in your business. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in to us this week. And we want to encourage you, as always, to know that we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you next week.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
We're now
listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.